Tyler Radio Empire.
Lay's Potato Chips has come out with their latest flavors that they're going to be foisting upon us for a limited time.
I can't believe there's even more flavors to go because once, you know, Cable Guy did it a lot years ago, and then everybody else jumped on the bandwagon even before and after he did it, and every brand had their own flavoring.
What's left? A lot of these don't stick.
These are limited time only.
Yeah.
I know, but what's left that's any good? I mean, what could they try?
Well, they got a theme here.
They've already done ketchup and you know, cheeseburger.
Well, in this case, Reuben. They say that they
Is there a Reuben one?
I think I saw a Reuben chip at some point.
That sounds good.
They say that they are replicating the flavors of some of America's most iconic dishes from New York to Los Angeles.
Okay.
5 limited edition chips.
Well, should he try them all?
I think I would.
Well, I'd try anything, actually.
Yeah, these look good.
Lay's kettle-cooked New York-style pizza. Oh,
I love New York-style pizza.
Inspired by Grimaldi's in New York City. There's that.
Yeah.
There's Lay's.
You can fold up the potato chip, too, and eat it like you're supposed to.
There's Lay's Nashville hot chicken, inspired by party fowl in Nashville.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
it does.
There's Lay's Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, yeah.
Inspired by Geno's in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's excellent.
Lay's Wavy Carnitas Street Taco, inspired by El Trito in Los Angeles, and Lay's Chili Relleno.
Oh, Chili Relleno, that sounds good.
Inspired by, I don't know,
the problem
Azul
with chips
and
are
Albuquerque.
All that food, I'd rather have that food than the chips.
Yeah.
I mean, chips aren't good for you anyway, so if you're going to have the flavor, eat the pizza or eat the cheese steak.
But if you can't make the road trip to all those cities, grab some of the chips.
Yeah.
The new chips are set to hit grocery stores starting July 13th, so in 3 days. However, the Chili Relleno flavor will only be available at Walmart and 7-Eleven while supplies last.
So I won't be having that one.
Yeah, I don't know where there's 7-Eleven anywhere near my house. And I don't go to Walmart.
Well, you know where that is, near your house.
Yeah. I think the Nashville hot chicken sounds the best.
What company actually sold Nashville hot chicken? KFC?
You mentioned the...
It's just a restaurant.
But didn't one of the brands have that?
Oh, yeah. KFC did
KFC
a,
there,
right,
yeah.
did a Nashville
they
hot chicken.
Yeah, the restaurant is Party Fowl in
KFC
Nashville.
They did a run of that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
I think that might be a regular menu item now. I'm not sure.
There's no Lay's Omaha Steak. Because I was reading a list.
Well, Geno's cheesesteaks are excellent.
Right. Yeah. Iconic foods from every state. Lay's Grits. Lay's Cheese Grits.
Is there corn-flavored chips?
You mean corn
chips?
Yeah,
corn chips.
Yeah.
Oh, good point. Yeah, it tastes like corn.
They're even yellow.
See, everyone jumped on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's called a tortilla.
It's Friday.
Yeah, the chips sound good, but if you were eating a cheesesteak, you wouldn't want the cheesesteak chips to go with the actual thing.
No, you'd be a side dish from that, right?
Right. Lay's King Crab Chips.
They already have crabs. They have crab. They have crab. Bay seasoning chips have been around for a long time, and they're excellent. It tastes like crab.
I like crab.
Yeah.
Good news from the coronavirus pandemic. Study from the University of California at Davis.
You got a big hill to climb here, Craig, if there's good news.
Looked at the decline in traffic.
Oh, there you go.
That came with stay-at-home orders in California, Idaho, and Maine. They found the number of crashes involving bigger mammals also went down in those three states. Researchers think it could amount to as many as 13,000 fewer large mammals killed on roads.
Well, the large mammals also killed the humans.
Yeah.
That too.
Remember
but
that.
More the mammals. But certainly humans too. I mean, there's the human cost. The study also concluded other states likely saw reduced collisions with wildlife, and smaller animals benefited from less traffic too.
Yeah, you do see less roadkill. Now I think about it. Although I think I saw like a huge beast on the side of the road. I have to drive about a half hour away from here every couple nights a week for a baseball situation. And I saw a huge animal the other day, and I slowed down. It kind of slowed down from like 60 to 55. And I go, what the hell is that? and it was a deer with long hair and teeth. So I don't know what it was.
An unkempt deer?
I was hoping it wasn't a dog, and I don't think it was a dog, and it wasn't a bear, and it wasn't a true-looking deer. So I don't know what the hell it was.
Even the deer aren't getting haircuts these days.
Maybe.
Coyote?
What?
Might have been a coyote.
It was spooky.
With antlers?
Oh, it had antlers.
I know. I think it had antlers. Yeah.
Well, you said it was a deer. I assume it had antlers.
It was a jackalope or something like that, you know. Yeah. It was just something from not from this world.
Most deer, you see, don't have the antlers.
I understand.
That are roadkill. Yeah. So the does are dumber than the bucks. Or tend to walk out on the road more.
Right.
Well, yeah, the bucks send them out.
Oh, they make them scout?
They do. The bucks are, from what I heard once,
you let the
women and children go first.
Right, right.
I think it was Western Nebraska.
You scope it out.
Those cars are fast.
Where I saw an odd piece of roadkill. It was a porcupine.
Yeah.
Porcupine in the middle of the road. Wow. Would he be considered a large mammal?
I'd consider that a smaller one.
I would too. Possums.
Possums are creepy.
Yeah, they're ugly as hell, aren't they?
They are.
They got that permanent pained look on their face.
Right.
Yeah, and dead eyes.
That's what I see around this room a lot, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
The permanent pained look and dead eyes. That happens around this room a lot.
Hey, it's
no
Friday.
Tails. Right.
But no tails.
If you've ever seen a picture of us taken after the show, that's what we look like.
Pained look, dead eyes.
Dead eyes.
Hell, before the show.
The five possums.
A new study suggests that people who take time for hedonism
we've done that.
Are living happier lives and suffer less depression.
Oh, you got to do something.
Yeah, you got to indulge yourself.
That's why I don't get people. Well, I guess you could be a recovering alcoholic and still do hedonism. That would involve sex, though, probably.
And the definition of hedonism?
I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, that's a great. What is the definition? Well, we've done it.
Let's look it up here.
I gotcha.
All right. The ethical theory that pleasure, in the sense of satisfaction of desires, is the highest good and proper aim of human life. So self-indulgence.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean anything bad. You're just indulging.
Yeah, this is sensual self-indulgence.
Okay.
So maybe, there can be some sex involved.
Pleasure-seeking.
Yeah.
It's also a
right here, man.
Clothing optional resort in the Grill, Jamaica. Hedonism and hedonism.
Oh, it is, yeah. Oh, it definitely
too.
Is. Yeah.
That's probably where LD's at right now. We haven't seen him forever. Probably been down in Jamaica.
Are they allowing you to travel to Jamaica?
No. Probably not.
Does Jamaica,
or is Jamaica
want us?
Allowing us to travel there?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No,
yeah, we are pretty much allowed to go
anywhere.
Just about anywhere.
Yeah, there's, Bahamas.
There's four
go.
Or five countries that will take United States citizens. I bet you Jamaica is one of them.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. Who knows? Can't go to the Bahamas.
That may have changed.
No, Bahamas, they can't go. That was just recently they said that. No, you can't come.
Now, this article I'm looking at says the Bahamas reopened on July 1st.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, until now, I bet you they're going back.
So they say to the participants in this study who report that they got to fully enjoy themselves. Not just sitting on the couch wishing they were doing something else. People who got to fully enjoy themselves were found to have a higher sense of well-being. The study authors add that these people are also less likely to suffer from depression, anxiety, and other long-term mental health conditions.
I agree with that, but a lot of our hedonism has stopped since we can't do anything. You ever notice
they say
that
people need to find a better balance in their lives.
Yeah.
Now then, the hedonism is, in this case, is not quite the sexual stuff that Todd would like.
Hey, I'd like it too.
Yeah.
But he doesn't mean anything. Enjoying yourself.
They say that people need to find a better balance in their lives, lavish meals, nights out at the bar.
Well,
apparently she considers this, Catherine Bernecker from the University of Zurich considers that hedonism.
Well, yeah, just doing something.
She says it's not that easy for some people because they have what she calls distracting thoughts, and they are thinking about other things always, even when they're trying to enjoy themselves. Even if they're just sitting on the couch, they're thinking about, I shouldn't be doing this.
Yep.
I should be doing something else. Well, you got to let yourself go. enjoy the moment. Don't worry about what's next, they say. Or, you know, you're just taking away from your own happiness.
Well, there's a lot of stuff in the back of a lot of people's minds these days.
Yeah, I think the story's great a year ago. Right now, on how we even do it. I mean, there's nothing going on. Having a hedonistic, dinner, maybe you have dinner and have massive amounts of sex, I guess, if you're lucky. But the fact is,
you're not with anyone you don't know.
Yeah, that's hedonism. I like that kind better. But the thing is, there's really nothing going on that we can be hedonistic about. We can't go vacation. We can't go see a cool concert with a bunch of people.
Yeah, no swinger parties.
I know some people are doing that, but we're not.
Yes, they are.
You know, I mean, obviously, they're getting hedonistic and Sturgis, and that's a big COVID party. That's brilliant.
You can go to Jamaica.
Okay.
As of June 15th.
Yeah. As of June 15th, they decided to let us in?
Can you stay?
I don't know. This report was filed.
Allowed to stay?
July 15th, so things may have changed between now and then. Right. That's the most recent update I can find.
Okay. An LA-based company is offering another way to communicate with people at a distance. Oh. I didn't realize the time. Apparently, we get life-size holograms now that we can show each other, that we can just go talk to each other with our life-size holograms.
Do we see? I don't get how it works.
So, like, I can project my hologram over at your house and we can talk?
Yeah. The company Portal has created a telephone booth-sized machine to beam up a live, life-size hologram of you or another person. People can use it to talk in real time. Add-ons are available, allowing the user to interact with a recorded hologram of a historical figure or maybe even, and this gets weird, a late relative.
Oh.
No, thanks.
So do you need the technology on both ends of the conversation?
One assumes.
You would have to.
And do you have to put pants on?
If they don't have the technology, it's hard for them to play along.
Well, I'm just wondering if you could have a Zoom camera on one end and the telephone booth on the other.
Well, that would be technology on both ends.
Yeah. But do you need like the telephone booth on both ends? Sounds a little cost prohibitive.
Well, yeah, a lot of new technology is.
So the person,
but it's new.
Kind of cool. Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, it's cost prohibitive. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it'll come down. It'll come down in price.
Okay.
So technically, we all could be holograms right now, looking at each other.
No.
In the future.
No, because I don't have that equipment.
No, neither do I.
No, I can't. I can't afford it.
And nobody's going to pay for it.
I can't. No, nor can I.
Nobody's going to pay for it.
I can't afford it.
No, nobody's going to pay for that either.
And again, if I'm just texting you, I don't have to put pants on.
No.
If I go get in that booth.
I prefer to put pants on.
You don't have to get your pants on.
Okay, for you guys.
Oh, yeah. I'm freewheeling it there. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I hologrammed you while I was naked.
Full body. Forgot about that.
Yep. Sorry, I'm raging, too. This is embarrassing.
That's raging, huh?
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.